Linda, I place you in the stall of the minister of this parish. Pray for your people. Lead them in worship and encourage them in their witness to Christ.
May God, who gives to his people many gifts and ministries for the advancement of his glory. I'm on the right page now. Almighty Father, you in your great mercy made glad the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord. Grant us such knowledge of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Huge respect for bell ringers now. I'd like to warmly welcome you all to our service here at St. Greg's on Sunday at 10 a.m, which I will be conducting, and there are other services across the parish as usual, and I will be making my face known amongst all the other churches throughout the coming weeks, and I look forward to meeting you. So we're going to stand to sing "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less." Would you please stand?
In the Acts of the Apostles, we read, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him."
Christ calls the church in the power of the Holy Spirit to proclaim to all people eternal life in Jesus Christ. We are sent to share the good news of Christ, to make new disciples, and to baptize all who come to him in faith. People of God, will you do all in your power to deepen your own discipleship and to build up the life of the church?
With the help of God, we will.
Linda, receive this water as a sign of our new life in Christ. Be among us as one who rejoices to bring new Christians to baptism, and help us fulfill our calling to make disciples of all nations.
Linda, it is the vocation of the priest to care for people at every stage of their lives. You are to encourage every member of the church to come to maturity in Christ, to be confirmed in their faith, discovering and using the gifts of the Spirit. As servant of God's people, you are to foster their unity in Christ. Will you do this?
With the help of God, I will.
James writes, "Are any of you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord."
God forms us in the likeness of his Son, so that we can be Christ's body in the world. He calls us to be a community of prayer and praise, of forgiveness and love, reaching out to those in need. People of God, will you be ambassadors for Christ, instruments of his peace and healing in the world?
As a sign of our calling to take forward Christ's ministry of healing in the world, be amongst us as a person of reconciliation, showing God's forgiveness and reconciling love.
Linda, priests are called to be servants and shepherds among the people to whom they are sent. They are to proclaim the word of the Lord, to call those who hear to repentance, and in Christ's name to declare the forgiveness of sins. They are to minister to the sick and prepare the dying for their death, always setting the example of the Good Shepherd before them as the pattern of their calling. Will you do this?
With the help of God, I will.
St. Paul writes, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom. And with gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God."
God calls us to serve the community where we live and work, growing in faith and understanding as we devote ourselves to the study of Scripture and prayer. People of God, will you seek by prayer, by word, and by action to shape your life following the example of Jesus Christ?
With the help of God, we will.
Linda, receive this Bible as a sign of our calling to make Christ known in
the world. Be among us as a student of the scriptures and expound their wisdom.
Linda, it is the duty of the priest to give time to private study and to living a life of prayer. Strengthened by the Holy Spirit, you are to attend to the public reading of Scripture and the preaching of God's Word, so that your people may grow and serve the Lord with joy. Will you do this?
With the help of God, I will.
In the Acts of the Apostles, we read of the early church. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all people. And day by day, the Lord added to their numbers those who were saved.
God calls us to witness to his Son in daily life, seeking his will and living in the power of the Spirit. Christ shares himself with us in word and sacrament, and by these gifts enables us to grow in grace. Our duty and our joy is to share with others in worship each Sunday, and faithfully and regularly to feed on Christ through the sacraments of his body and blood. People of God, will you be faithful in this Christian calling?
Linda, receive this bread and wine as a sign of our membership of Christ's body and his self-giving love. Be among us as a person of prayer, presiding at the Eucharist with humility and joy, as together we celebrate the Lord's death and resurrection.
Linda, it is the privilege of the priest to lead the people in prayer and worship, to preside at the celebration of the Holy Communion, and to bless them in the name of the Lord. Will you do this?
With the help of God, I will.
May Almighty God, who has given you the will to undertake all these things, give you also the grace to perform them, that he may bring to completion the work which he has begun in you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I know that you've just sat down, but I'm going to ask you to stand up again. Because this is the joyful moment when I present to you Linda, your new team rector. Thank you.
Linda, as rural dean, it's my privilege to welcome you to Ken Deanery. Representatives of your parish and mission community, of neighbouring churches, and of the local community would like to greet you. May I invite the Deputy Lieutenant, Catherine Bates, to come and give you a greeting.
Welcome, Linda, on behalf of His Majesty's Lord Lieutenant of Devon. The Lord Lieutenant wishes you every success, every happiness, and every fulfillment in your ministry here amongst this very welcoming community of Dawlish. Thank you.
And church wardens. Now, there are lots of church wardens. On behalf of St Paul Starcross and the village of Starcross, we really welcome you to join us, and I'm looking forward to you joining us at Messy Church, as you know.
Thank you.
A warm welcome from the congregation of St Mary's, and also from all the people who use St Mary's Church Hall. We hope you'll be very happy in Dawlish, and we look forward to worshiping with you.
Linda, we warmly welcome you to the Church of St George in Holcombe. We hope that you will invite you to join our warmer place next week for some homemade soup, some cheese scones, and some fellowship. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank
you. Welcome, Linda, on behalf of all the congregation at St Gregory's. We all look forward to working with you in the future.
Thank you.
And on behalf of the civic authorities, Councillor Rosie Dawson, Mayor of Dawlish.
On behalf of the Town Council and all the residents of the parish, we welcome you with open hearts and open arms. We are looking forward to working in collaboration with you, as we do with all the churches in Dawlish, and such a vital role that you play. And I also personally look forward to hearing a bit more bell ringing.
And I'd like to invite the leaders of some neighbouring churches to come. Guy Huggins of Hope Church.
Linda, it's our absolute privilege on behalf of the leadership team of Hope Church to welcome you. I know all the congregation are really looking forward to seeing you. And I just love the fact that you chose Luke 4. Our verse for the year is Luke 4, 18 and 19. So we look forward to partnering with you to proclaiming that good news, to proclaiming release for the captives, sight for the blind, and that the oppressed will be set free. God bless you.
And Father Mark Skelton.
Linda, it's really lovely to welcome you. I, on behalf of the Catholics of Dawlish and the surrounding area, would like to say how much we're looking forward to working and praying with you over the years ahead.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And now I would invite Mark Jones of Rock.
So a warm, hearty warm welcome to you from everyone who serves from across the churches, serving the community through redeeming our communities in Dawlish, and really looking forward to having a coffee with you. Welcome.
Thank you. And Reverend Kate, Canon Steward of Exeter Cathedral. Is this a patron welcome or a cathedral welcome or both?
This is a cathedral welcome night. Thank you. Linda, it's really lovely to meet you again, having met you at your interview, and to meet all your lovely family, and I might steal the little one with the curls on the way out. But on behalf of the Cathedral Church of St. Peter, we warmly welcome you, and we hope that we will have a good relationship, that you'll come and visit us, that you'll bring some of your congregation to visit us, perhaps for evensong and tea at some occasion. But we warmly welcome you, and we're looking forward to working with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
and Dr. Jane Richards, who's the lay chair of Ken Deanery.
Welcome. Welcome, Linda. And we look forward very much indeed to you joining us in the Ken Deanery. Ken Deanery is a diverse one, there's 26 parishes, so you've got a few of us to get to know. We shall be very grateful for any help, because we are a bit thin on the ground being scattered like that. And so we really do look forward to you coming to our meetings, contributing to our meetings, and being useful to us. And so thank you very much for coming and fulfilling this gap in our deanery. We've needed the help. So thank you very much.
Well, I haven't got any notes, but just some thank yous. First of all, I'll say thank you to God for bringing me almost home, just about 15 minutes down the road, but home is close enough for me. And I never imagined that I would end up back in Devon, but here I am, and I find it incredible. I kind of think I'm still on holiday, but I know the work starts tomorrow, so it kind of feels like my holiday, family, friends staying, and you know, family visiting, and all that sort of stuff. So I've still got to pinch myself at times. So first of all, thank you to God. Thank you for the warm welcome we've received as a family from parishioners across the board, but also from people who live, as we've now know it's called, the close. We've never had so many cards from neighbours welcoming us, well, a bottle or two, welcome us to the close. And that's been a real blessing as well. So thank you for that. Thank you for my family and friends. Some have travelled a long way. My friends from Northern Ireland have travelled this morning, going back tomorrow. There's only one flight a day from Exeter. my own children and grandchildren who've travelled a distance to be with us, and that's been lovely. We've had a great week, and we've had the pasties and the clotted cream, so we're doing okay. And then, obviously, my extended family, my brother and his wife, and my other sister-in-law who live locally. It's great to be able to see them more often. Even when you pay for my chippy, that's even better now to do. And other extended members, my brothers, sister-in-laws, and all the extended family. And thank you too to my husband. He's trailed around after me since I've been ordained, and he wanted to move somewhere warmer. So, we've done all right until today, really. But no, we've been married for nearly, 40 years next year, and you know, he's given up lots to move here. And we won't mention the double garage that he thought he was getting for his workshop. But hands are in hand to give him something to put all his tools and stuff in. But there was a bit of a challenge. But I'm grateful for him and for all his support, keeping me calm tonight, and telling me it'll be all right, carrying my ropes so I didn't trip over them, on all those practical things. So I'm really grateful to him. And thank you to all of you for the very warm welcome we've already received, and I really look forward to getting to know you better and sharing it in God's ministry together here in this place. We're going to see what God's going to get us up to. So where are we at now? We've got prayers now, is it? I'm going to sing another song, keep reading your pages. So we're going to sing that lovely song, Jesus, Be the Centre. Let's that be our prayer for this place. Would you please stand?
Thank you. in the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father.
We thank you that you have called us to be your disciples. Transform our lives by your grace. And as you have called us to your service, make us worthy of our calling. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Bless all who are called to office in this mission community, especially our church wardens, parochial church councillors, and leaders of organisations. May we be your ambassadors for Christ and bring glory to your name. Lord, in your mercy.
We pray for all who serve the local community in any way. May our neighbourhoods be places for hospitality, peace and trust where your love is known. Lord, in your mercy.
We ask your blessing on our homes and families, on our schools, children and young people, on older people in our community, and especially on the isolated and the housebound. Lord, in your mercy.
We commend to you your care, the sick and the vulnerable, and those who despair. May all who come to this place of prayer, whether in times of joy or sorrow, find it a place of healing and hope. Lord, in your mercy.
Lord, give us for our harrowing thoughts that pass into words. Words that pass into prayer, and prayer that passes into life with you forever. Lord, in your mercy.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven,
hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory of our Lord, now and forever. Amen.
So might you stand with me and sing the final hymn, "The God We Love is Looking for a People."
Thank you.
May the Spirit of truth lead you into all truth, give you grace to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and to proclaim the works and words of God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this night and always. Amen.
Go in peace to love and to serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ. Amen.